The Olympic gold medalist says when deciding to go public that she was transgender, she finally understood why it has taken 65 years to make the transition from Bruce Jenner to Caitlyn Jenner.
I thought to myself, you know what? Bruce has done just about everything he can in life. Raised a family, won the games. Maybe I can, for the first time in my life, live my life authentically and in God's eyes make a difference.
Buzz Bissinger was the author of the Vanity Fair article when she transitioned from male to female. He is now collaborating with Caitlyn on her memoir. He says when he walked through downtown Aspen Saturday, Caitlyn was stopped at least 75 times by people. Each time, she gave them her full attention, whether it was to talk with them or pose for a selfie.
She was not trying to prove anything except, I am now a trans woman. I want to break down barriers. I want you to see that I'm accessible, that I'm decent, and that I'm kind, and that I care.
Caitlyn told the audience that mental health and psychological issues plague the transgender community, particularly among youth, a 9 times higher suicide rate than the rest. 41% of trans people under 21 attempt suicide. Caitlyn says she contemplated killing herself a few years ago after being outed by the tabloids. Today, she says she's glad she chose a different path. Carolyn Zachariasen, Aspen Public Radio News.